Happy Thanksgiving， 感恩节快乐。因为下个礼拜讲就太迟了，所以现在先讲。我本来准备的时候是准备那个以弗所书继续下去讲的，突然间推学说你是不是讲感恩节的，我说应该，所以就改了。I was changing my preparation in the middle because I was going to continue with Ephesians but skipped over to still Ephesians 5 but with the topic of Thanksgiving.Let us have a short word of prayer. 我们短短的祷告。Father God, we pray that you will speak to us now and calm our hearts so that we can hear the Holy Spirit in our hearts among us. 亲爱的天父，求你赐下圣灵与我们同在，安静我们的心，让我们真正的能够听见你的话。奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen. Because Abraham Lincoln is the one that first proclaimed Thanksgiving, I have his picture here. 因为亚伯拉罕林肯是美国的总统，是他开始这个公告或者宣告有感恩节的，是从1863年的时候他就定了这个。Because he's the one that proclaimed that we should observe Thanksgiving, I have his picture here. From April 12th.1861 to May 9th, 1865, about 625,000 men died in the Civil War. 从4月12号1861年到5月9号1865年，有将近625万的人死亡在这个Civil War?内战。内战是 internal organ, 对不起。在一个内战，但是现在有人说他们再从头不知道怎么算，他们认为有825万。They think that there's actually 825,000 to 850,000 who died. So 这个的算法呢，是把第一战争、第二战争、韩国的战争跟越南的包括起来呢，都不够这么多。So it's a combination of the first two world wars, the Korean War and the Vietnam War in total, still less than civil war. So a lot of people died. 所以特别这个如果从那个时候算到今天呢，他们是2%的人死亡了。At that time, 2% of the U.S. population died. By today's terms, that would be like 6 million Americans. 如果算今天的数学来算，有这么多的人口是2%的人死亡呢，今天已经会有600万人死亡，因为这个内战。So in the middle of this civil war, President Lincoln proclaimed that the U.S. should have a day of Thanksgiving.特别奇妙的就是在这个最痛苦的时间呢，在中间啊，因为这个内战是1861到1865，在1863的时候呢，他就决定了整个美国应该有一个感恩节。So in the worst time that you could ever be president in this horrendous war, he declared that the whole nation should have a Thanksgiving.I want you to read his words because they are beautifully written in old English, but so expressive. 所以我们一起来看这个英文的哈，他怎么样写？为什么对神？他不会害羞。他说我们应该感谢神。这是他所演讲的，是有人帮他写，但是他也是很会讲跟写的一个人。Although his speech was written by many people, he's also a great speaker and a very gifted man. So let's read his words. Let's see his words together. It says here, the year that is drawing towards its close, 这个年快要结束了，好像现在这样是一月。Has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies, 充满了有很多很丰盛的田地和很健康的天空。To these bounties which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, 因为我们得到这么多的祝福，我们会忘记那个源头在哪里，从哪里来的这些恩典。Others have been added, 更多的东西加在我们的身上。 which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever watchful providence of mighty God. 他说，虽然这些硬的心的人呢，有这么多的事情这么好的呢，长久之后呢，我们会不没有感觉，变成 insensitive， 不知道是 Almighty God。他讲得很清楚哦。不客气的，真的是 Almighty God， 全能的神，全能的父。In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity， 在这个这么糟糕、痛苦的一个内战里面呢，我们还是要感谢。And he concludes by saying， No human counsel hath devised， nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things。没有人的手可以计划这些事情，虽然是痛苦的，他还是信靠神的意思。They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God. 他每一次称呼神的是最高的 Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, 他是一个总统，在美国，他能够承认人犯罪，神会审判，他为国家来这样讲 ，right?For anger for our sins hath nevertheless remembered mercy. 但是神还是怜悯的神。连 baby 都会感动。It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and voice by the whole American people. 我们要尊敬的，要神圣的，在心里面完全知道我们需要感谢，全国的人都要感谢。他就签到了名，1863年。那我看了一个很美的电影，你们可能看见会很反感。我喜欢看那些特别讲话慢的，他是用那些照相机，不是放在一个 carriage 的，用手来抓的，好像人跟住他，叫做 The Better Angels。这个就是他的演员是亚伯拉罕 Abraham Lincoln 的第二个母亲，他的 stepmother。stepmother 怎么样讲中文？他的 OK。他的妻母，这个就是小的时候 Abraham Lincoln。 这个电影呢告诉我们，一个失去妈妈的儿子，有那个继母来到，还是有爱心对他，怎么样感动到他的心，以后他变成这么大的伟大的一个总统。 It's a very touching movie， 非常慢，讲话很慢，你要不要打瞌睡的时候看，要很精神的看，你就不会睡着，但是非常有意思。我很喜欢那个导演跟这个写书的这个人，写到他的年轻，很少人知道 Abraham Lincoln 小的时候过什么的日子，只要知道他穷，但是不知道那些 detail。 Very few people know the details of his younger life and how it determined the whole rest of his life。哦，怎么样把他感动到以后他失败很多很多次，但是他成为一个这么伟大的一个总统。今天在 Washington DC 有 Washington 跟 Lincoln， 那个 Lincoln Memorial 他们英文说 is a temple， 好是一个圣殿这样，不是他们拜他，但是他们非常的佩服这个总统。 So he is greatly loved by the people. In his sorrow came a loving stepmother who loved and educated him. 当他最伤心的时候呢，一个 stepmother， 他爸爸就娶了第二个妻子呢，他这个妻子是不会写不会看书，但是给他特别好 的教养。 She educated him by bringing him books to read and teaching him courage and perseverance. 真的很特别，看见一个母亲在背后的一个影响。 So the impact of a great mother like Sarah Lincoln, the second wife, made a huge difference in President Lincoln's life.在最难处的时候，在美国的历史，他就准备了有这个感恩节。So even in the worst of times, he decided it was worth thanking God. So in Ephesians chapter 5 that we read just now, 19 and 20 tells us many amazing things about what true thanksgiving means. 刚才我们读到的在以弗所书第五章19-20节呢，很清楚的，只有这两节。我不会从15-20，从19-20，你就看见很多很特别的地方。Two verses only, but very basic truth， 很重要的真理在里面。How we speak to one another ends up building or destroying。我们怎么样说话呢？会把一个人 build up 建造起来呢，或者把它打碎。My best professor said words are like airplanes, they take us to different places. 我最爱的一个教授在 TW, 他常常说的话是好像飞机，看你用什么话，你是坐什么飞机，是去到什么地方，代表你可以去到天堂或者下到地狱，按照人说的话。Words are powerful. 话真的是有很大很大的影响力。 现在如果我能够把那个 video 出来，我要你们看看这个很特别的 video。那刚才有一两句是德文哦，我来帮你翻译这个德文，不是，他只是说 What did you do？ 他说你写了什么？他说 I only changed a few words， 只是改变一两个字。你们看见那个意思哦？他本来说是我是瞎眼的，他只是加上去是我瞎眼，但是我看不见现在的 springtime 这么美的，大家看见就感动了。本来是只有一两个铜板，就一句一句来。所以这个就是一个看法，一个人看见这些话讲得对的时候，从你的角色就看见一个新的生命在里面。This is a wonderful short example, so well made, just a short 2-minute clip, 只有两分钟，但是非常清楚的。如果我们有智慧，只是写一两个字在那个板，大家就开始奉献更多，因为他们就知道我们可以看，是一个大大的恩典。但是我们因为可以看，我们常常觉得没有怎么重要，所以这个 words are powerful。 保罗告诉我们要唱，但是不只是唱，他说在心中唱出来。 Paul not only says that we should sing but sing from the heart. The main point about that verse is your attitude, not just lip service. 保罗说的不只是用口来赞美，口来赞美神知道你的心。上帝有许多的地方说这些人是用他的口来敬拜，但是他的心离开我很远，所以我不接受。 So many times God has said these people worship me with their lips but their hearts are far away. Brothers and sisters, when we are here today, are we worshiping from our hearts? 我们在这里的时候是不是真正从心里面。我在祷告中我常常觉得，因为从小我不舒服在人的面前说话。Since the days I was young, I felt uncomfortable speaking in public. 更困难就是要祷告在人的面前。Even harder is to pray in front of people. Because you can't help knowing that people are listening to you. 你很难能够 不 care 别人在听你说什么。所以弟兄姐妹们，等一下如果你愿意留下来祷告呢，我有时候会分享一些经文关于祷告。 Sometimes I'll share about prayer and different verses that touch me. But today I just want to remind us, Ignore everyone else around you. 不要管谁在你旁边，记得你的对象就是上帝。Just remember you're praying to God. Whether you open your mouth or not, He already knows. So disregard whoever is there. Doesn't matter what you say. Speak to your Father. 对我们的天父讲话。许多的人我不知道，因为在心里面这个叫做 projection。In psychology, it's called projection. You feel the same way, you think everybody feels the same way. 因为你有这个感觉，你以为大家都这样。但是我不知道你们有没有这个非常 self-conscious， 就是很觉得大家在听你。但是我们要除掉这个 self-consciousness. We need to get rid of this self-consciousness when we talk to God, because that's what Paul is talking about. 保罗说的，不只是唱， sing from your heart. Even the mute can praise God.是哑巴的都能够赞美，因为不是靠我们的口的，是靠我们的心的哈。来看这个，连这个 comic 这个 cartoon， 我们都看见 Snoopy 这个狗都有一个知道怎么样说感恩哈。每一次有感恩节，它都有不同的 cartoon 出来。几年前它就有这个。On Thanksgiving, people eat turkeys. 啊，感恩节很多人吃火鸡。They also eat chickens and ducks and quail and pheasant. 这些中文字我不会讲，都是一种的有翅膀的东西哦。Thanksgiving is a bad time to be a bird. 哦，你最好不要做鸟哦。在感恩节的时候，他就当成狗这样，他是废物的意思。所以呢，他知道呢，虽然他是小鸟，不要被吃哦。他的心就是说，我虽然不喜欢。我的身份，但是好过被人吃。Even though I don't may not like my size or how God made me, I still appreciate being safe. 我不会被吃下去。主耶稣对那个撒玛利的妇人在那个井旁边说：“你们所敬拜的，你不知道是谁。” God Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, "You really don't understand who you are worshiping." 所以，一个崇拜的时候需要知道对象。Who we worship is as important as how we worship. If we don't know who we worship, then we are worshiping the air. 如果我们不认识这个神，我们到底是敬拜什么？敬拜我们的 picture. 好像一些男生会，特别我觉得是男生会比较快就说 I'm in love with you. 男生很快就说我已经有一个牧者跟我说我掉进去了，对这个女孩子 I fell in love. 我就不喜欢这个 fall in love 这个 concept， 就是 fall in love 这个掉进去是很不好的一个观念，因为 you can fall in, you can fall out， 你跌进去又跌出来也不好，所以不是靠跌的哦。It's not counting on falling, it's what you know. So when you say you fall in love with someone, usually it's before you know them, so you love the image of that person. 通常你说你爱上一个人，如果你不认识他，你是爱那个 picture 在你的脑海，觉得哦，也许他会。成为一个很听话的妻子，或者他会帮我赚很多钱，有很多不同样的 image 在里面。So the image you have of the person is you made it up, but not the real person. 我们在敬拜神的时候，要从圣经的基本的这个真理来敬拜他，才是叫做真正的敬拜。哦，那我们听见很多 fake news， 对不对？现在很多假的新闻，但是上帝也不喜欢 fake worship。不喜欢那些假的敬拜，千万不要做这些，因为文家的感恩是很奇怪的。The Thanksgiving we have sometimes is very strange. You look at the name of this restaurant. What does it mean? TGI Fridays. TGIF 是 Thank God It's Friday. 那你是为了 Friday 来感谢神吗？这是你为了不需要上班来感谢神吗？如果一个牧者的感谢应该是 TGIM， 对不对？因为 Monday 是我的 weekend， 对不对？我礼拜天上班，我礼拜一放假，所以是不是因为不上班才感谢神？ Are we thankful to God only when we have relief from work? Or we thankful to God every day even when we work? 我们的感谢哈，我从感恩节就想到一件事情，感恩节每年都是礼拜四的，在一个周日的中间， it's in the middle, it's not in the middle, but it's in the week, it's not on the weekend. Why? That's reminding us that we should be thankful even for our work. 我们应该感恩的，在上班的也是在周日的都要感恩的，不只是礼拜天才来感恩，或者一年来感恩一次。上个礼拜11月11号是很特别的一个日子。 Last week was November 11th. It's in memory of Armistice Day, 就是平安的那一天，就是11月11日11点他们就停止战争。So they stopped the war on the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month. 11 p.m., 11th November, and 11th day, 11天。那个就是英文说 11th hour, 我们说最后的11秒11个小时，我不知道怎么讲， but 11th hour means last minute. 所以我们敬拜神，我上个礼拜因为是就职典礼，我就想到我信主的时候也是拖到最后的。 When I came to Christ, I had delayed that a long, long time, until it seems like, metaphorically speaking, it was the 11th hour. 等到最后才愿意来。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，其实讲来讲去呢，我们都知道应该越早信主越好，但是我们相信吗？或者我们只是有需要的时候才来？ We do know that really, being a child of God, the earlier the better. But many of us feel like if we become a Christian, we have to give up a lot of freedom. So we wait. We wait until we've had fun with our lives, then we come to Him. That's called the 11th hour.我希望我们的敬拜呢，是从心里面呢，不是等到没有办法的时候才来祷告，才来信。有祝福的神，祝福的人呢，就早被感动。So, TG Friday 就是一个很怪的思想，就是只有礼拜五才快乐，所以礼拜一撑到礼拜三，礼拜三英文叫做什么 ？Hump Day。什么叫做 Hump Day？ 中间的，就是一二三最高。四五就往下就可以 relax， 礼拜六礼拜天是最快乐的。很多种的观念呢，其实不是真正神要我们所看的，因为神要我们天天都能够有喜乐。 God really doesn't want us to look at the week as something to get rid of, just live for the weekend. But before I knew Jesus, that's all I did. 我还没有认识神，我每一个礼拜都撑到礼拜五就很快乐了，礼拜三就开始快乐了，礼拜四就开始去 disco 了，去跳舞了，礼拜五就开始喝酒了，礼拜六礼拜天就迷迷糊糊就过了。 Every week is the same， 真的是很没有意思的这种人生。所以我们不要这样子，我们要清楚知道 give thanks in all things。这个帖撒罗尼迦书第五章十八节，很多基督徒知道是凡事谢恩，但是英文有个不同样的地方，就是 give thanks in all things and give thanks for all things。 为了这个事情在里面你要感谢，但是有一些不好的呢，你要里面来感谢，但是经过的时候还能够看见一个恩典。但是中文就没有这样的说法，对不对？中文就没有感谢。我放这个在 Google 里面，他就说感谢所有事情，并感谢所有事情。But for and in is different. For 就是为了这个事情特别感谢 ，in 就是为了这个难处还能够感谢，有不同样的 for and in。中文就没有这样的说法，只是说凡事谢恩。但是我们要知道，我们所祷告的有时候不得到的呢，有一个特别的人这样说，我们要记得，祷告没有得到的时候是因为上帝爱我们。 When we don't get something that we pray for, it's because God knows what is best. But this person said it very well. 这个人的说法呢特别好，特别清楚。他这样说， When a child of mine, 一个父母说makes a request, I always give her what she would have asked for if she knew everything I know. 你知道吗？我们祷告给神就是这样的意思。如果我们知道神所知道的呢，我们所求的呢，他都会给，因为按照他所知道的才是好的。It's very clear. I can't say it in Chinese, but as clearly, but It's obvious that when we ask for something, God doesn't withhold to give us something worse, but because something in the long run is better for Him and for us. 神不给的原因是因为他可以看长久的。今天我们所要的，我们不知道，也许对我们没有好处，但是他知道，所以他说，我每一次给的呢，都是按照，如果他知道我所知道的，他就会问这件事情。If He knows what I know,He or she would ask for what I am going to give anyway. So prayer, that's the way it is. Amen. Jackie says amen. She's got her hand up. So Think of God as a loving father, and what does God say about himself? 上帝怎么样形容自己? 地上的这些败坏的父母都会爱孩子,何况天父不会给我们最好的? If your parents who are sinners will give you what is good for you, wouldn't the Heavenly Father give us something that's just right for us at the right time?
我不会为了Tricia跌倒来感谢, 但是我能够感谢他们有更多的受伤，对不对？这个是一个从来都可以这样说的。但是我昨晚在床上在休息的时候，我就一直在想到那个声音，上个礼拜他下床的时候不小心就蹦下去，真的慢慢想，现在没有那个感受，在家的时候想到心很难过，说我都不能够帮助他。我在这边，他在那边已经在地上。
It's so just even thinking about that sound, that boom on the floor, and you feel so helpless, you couldn't be there. That must be how parents feel. That must be how God feels when we leave Him.
这个一定是上帝的看法跟思想。他要帮助我们，但是我们要走自己的路，结果他就放让我们去受苦。
It's so sad when someone you care for hurts themselves and you're not there to do anything. You just feel so useless, 觉得这么没有用。
听见那个声音就跳起来。So 有一个很有名的一个
神学家叫做 Matthew Henry. There's a very well-known theologian by the name of Matthew Henry. His commentary is so old, it's in public domain, it's free, anyone can get it.
因为这个书写了这么久以前， Matthew Henry这个人呢， 他全部的书在网站都是免费的， 因为没有 copyright了， 这么几百年前。 他讲过一个很特别的事情， 他被小偷来抢他的钱。
He said something really interesting. Four reasons to be happy the day he was robbed.
他被人家来抢他的钱的时候，他就说有四个原因我还可以感谢神。
First, I was never robbed before. 他说我从来没有被人抢过。 Second, although they took my money, they didn't take my life.
他偷了我的钱，但是没有收了我的生命。
Third, although they took all I had, I didn't have that much.
虽然他拿了全部的钱，但是我身上没有这么多钱。所以每一次我遇到一些在
financial 方面的那些人，他们说 I'm a wealth management, I can help you.
那些人叫做 wealth manager 怎么讲？那些 financial planner 哦，他要帮助。
And I say to them, you can only manage wealth if there is wealth for you to manage.
如果我有钱你才能够帮助我，没有钱你怎么 manage 我的 wealth？
所以这个人说，我全部给他拿，但是感谢神没有这么多钱在我的身上。第四是最重要，他说， The fourth thing he said, I am thankful it was I who was robbed and not I who did the robbing.
大家听过这等思想 right? 我是被人抢，但是我没有抢别人的，还好。
所以这个是一个看法不同样，好像刚才那些话，在那个乞丐的面前想那句话，很多人就被感动，就给钱他。 So words, how you use them, how you praise God from your heart makes all the difference in the church.
这些我们说的话会感动别人，愿意来跟我们一起敬拜我们的神。如果人觉得这些基督徒的事只是来应付应付的呢，就没有那个温暖。
If we're doing it just to do God a favor, people will know it. They won't feel that there is the warmth and the power of God's love among us. They won't feel it.
我们需要这样的，从心里面还没有来教会之前，求神给我们有一个对的态度来敬拜神，有一个感恩的心。
We have to be thankful when we come to God.
这句话也是很难解释。
The byproduct of gratitude is joy.
就是 喜乐是那个感恩的心就会产生出来的。
We're not joyful and then become grateful.
我们不是因为喜乐之后才有感恩的心。
We are grateful and that makes us joyful.
因为我们有感恩的心，我们会有喜乐。 如果我们学到这个，经历到这个呢， 不管你多老多少，多软弱，有病，有怎么样的， 你还能够有喜乐在里面。
If we believe this, no matter our age, no matter our physical condition, our financial situation, we can still have joy. And even if we're very wealthy, but we are very sad because there's so many things happening in our lives out of control.
虽然我们很富有，但是我们有一些困难，我们解决不了的，因为钱不能解决全部的，我们还能够有喜乐。 因为不是靠外面的。Because we're not depending on things that are outside. Brothers and sisters, I hope that this message will help you to know Thanksgiving is a blessing to us.
我们要知道有感恩的心真的是很快乐，真的能够有这个喜乐，不是那些蹦蹦跳跳那种吸毒的快乐，但是是里面很深刻的喜乐出来的。
There is a glass called whether it's half full or half empty.
很多心理学的医生说，你看那个杯是半空或者半满，就是不同样的看法，对不对？
If you see your glass is half empty, then you will feel that you are poor.
如果你看你的杯是半空的呢，你就一直觉得它越来越空。
So if you see half empty, you have a very negative view of life. But if you see it as half full, you have a very positive view.
但是如果你觉得是半满的呢，你觉得时间越过呢，那个杯子越满，就越多的祝福。从来都是我们的看法。
It's really how you look at that glass. That glass is your life.
那个杯很多心理学就是我们用来形容我们的生命。但是基督徒有另外的一个说法。
But Christians have a different way of looking at it.It's not about whether your glass is half full or half empty. It's what is in your glass.
我们不是看多满或者多空，有什么在里面才是重要。 感谢神的有一个赞美的心，不是有什么，但是说的完全神要给我们的，我们所需要的那个怜悯，那个恩典，我们要赞美，我们要有感恩，这是很清楚。所以他说有没有 magnify God， 有没有把他看成大，那个 magnifying glass 是把神看为大一点，看自己小一点。很多人说要谦卑，不是看不起自己，但是思想神的事，
跟别人的事多过想自己的事，才是叫做谦卑。You know, it's a great way of explaining what humility is. Being humble doesn't mean that I think less of myself, but I think of myself less often. 少一点想到自己。Every time I'm angry, every time I'm impatient, because I'm number one. 每一次我不耐烦，我没有能够怜悯人的心，因为我自己最大。我是神，别人都要侍奉我，别人都要按照我的脾气来做事。这个是一个自我的，这种人不会快乐多久，因为那个杯不管是满或者空，你不会满足的。所以神要我们敬拜他，不只是为他，也是为我们自己。我常常说，祷告不是改变神，对不对？祷告是改变我。I always believe, and I hope that you will also find it to be true. Prayer won't change God, but it will change you. The biggest benefit is when you pray, you are changed. I pray, brothers and sisters, you will understand this and you will feel it, because then you will want to follow Jesus. Because that's what prayer is for. Not to change God, but to change the way I look at life.我们的人生真的是不是常常很顺境的，很顺境的，很多难处，我们就去 vacation 去，吸一口气，快乐一点回来，但是回来还是要面对的。No matter what you do and where you go to run away or to look for the weekends, you still have to face your life when you come back. It's always waiting there for you. 你闭起眼睛的时候，你会想什么？这个才是重要。When you close your eyes at night, what are you thinking of? The future, the past, you worry about things that you can't change. You worry about the future you don't know about. 我们是担忧以前做过错的事。有时候我开始想，我说停止，不要再想以前做的那些愚昧的事，会很 guilty, 会很羞愧，很不好意思，讲过那些话，做过那些事。Sometimes you can just torture yourself when you think about the mistakes you've made. But what's the point? That glass tells us you fill your life with worship and praise and thanksgiving and honoring God, and there's the blessing. 我们的生命有了那个赞美主，有那个感恩，有敬拜他的心呢，神会祝福，那个平安是钱买不到的。So we choose to be thankful, 要选择的。You know, there is a very interesting book called Love is a Decision. 你们有没有听过这本书？爱是一个决定，不是一个感受。Love is not a feeling, it's a decision you make. 你要做这个决定。很多人说，很多事情在婚姻里面是很特别，但是其中的一个大问题，我在辅导家庭的时候，很多时候都是为了钱。I feel that a lot of our issues are around money when it comes to marriage. Whether you are rich or poor, 你有钱或者不有钱，都是钱，是因为主耶稣讲到钱很多次。Because Jesus talks about money many, many times. It is not money that is evil, but our love of money, right? 不是钱自己是一个罪，但是我们爱钱之后呢，就变成犯罪。So, 为什么我说婚姻是钱是很重要？ Why do I say that money is such an important thing? When I looked at the marriage vow, when I prepare for a wedding, I always feel that the first thing they say is, will you love him for richer or for poorer? 头一件事情问到婚姻是，在富有的时候或者贫穷，你会不会爱？之后才讲到健康。Money is important, but the way we look at money, the way we look at life, 我们怎么样看钱，怎么看人生，真的是很大的。希望你们年轻的，这里有年轻的人，不要等到老再学到这个。Learn this while you are young, so that you don't spend all your time chasing something that gives you short-term pleasure. 不要追问那些只是暂时能够快乐。最后的一个 ，I choose to be thankful， 这个也是一个短短的一个 video 给你们看。Thank you. 这个 video 的感动给我的地方就是人生真的是很 rich， 怎么说，就是
what touches me about this is that the life that God gives us is so rich and so abundant no matter what situation and station you are in。你看见这个吗？从开头到最后，每一个人的生命不一样。Everybody's life is different, but there are many places that are similar. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. There are questions, there are answers. There are gifts that are given, there are things that are taken away. 这么多不同样的，如果我们存着一个感恩的心，知道是上帝给的，一切都是在他的美意里面。It's so touching because there are happy times, there are times you ask questions, you don't get answers, there are times you get answers and you are so happy. All these things are part of the tapestry of life. 这些事情都是神所给我们的，这些很美很特别。如果我们可以欣赏呢，我们就好像这句话说， I choose thankfulness. 我要选择。Love is a decision and thankfulness is also a choice. 感恩是一个决定的，没有人可以挪去的，没有人可以拿走的。如果我愿意学习这个功课呢，就不需要等到每年十一月才学习怎么来感恩。It's not only Thanksgiving and Christmas or Black Friday. You go shopping, you see your family, you eat a lot of food, you watch a lot of football. That's not what it is about.不是吃很多火鸡，买很多 on sale 的东西，排队啊，去被人家踩死了，去买那个店，这是没有什么意义的。买了之后两天就甩在旁边，没有什么意义。All these things are just very funny, but we see how rich life is. I want to say life is so rich and beautiful if we know how to see it, just the way they say. You see, the thing we should be most thankful for is the life that God has given.最要感谢就是这个生命神给我们的，因为这句话讲得非常非常的美。这句话说 The life that comes through believing in Jesus cannot be destroyed by physical death. 这个生命主耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架，我们接受他，相信他呢，死亡都不能分开的，都不能挪去的，我们这个生命是永远的。 There's nothing better than thatIn all of our troubles and sorrows, we have that to hold on to. 不管有什么的难处，我们彼此来帮助提醒，基督徒是有这个盼望的，不需要怕的。不管你从哪里来的，中国、北京、上海、香港、台湾、欧洲、马来西亚、新加坡，任何的地方， no matter where you're from, no matter how broken you've been, 不管你有多破碎过在你的人生， there is hope.In the future. This is Thanksgiving. That life cannot be taken away. That's eternal life. 这个生命神拿不去，没有人可以拿去的，是永远的。Love 真的是一个感恩，是真的一个我们能够抓住的。现在我就提到三四个事情给我们不能感恩的。第一个是我们的骄傲。The first thing that we stops us from being thankful is our pride.因为我们教我们说 我非常努力的读书训练熬练自己训练来赚钱 because I work so hard, I study so hard, I got my education, I suffer, now is the time to reap the benefits. 现在我就要安乐的来享受，但是圣经怎么说，你准备了这些要交给谁，如果神把你的生命拿去。Pride keeps us from being thankful when we think we did it ourselves.Pride is saying that I did it and it's not from God. 骄傲就说因为我努力我用功，我没有别人这么聪明，但是我一直在读，一直在努力，所以我现在成功了，我就可以享受，那个就是一个骄傲，真的不会感谢。如果你不相信你的能力是从神来的，因为很多人知道一刹那神就可以把那些东西拿走，你就没有了，你不能吸一口气你就多聪明都没有用了，你的肺有问题，有任何的困难，一分钟一秒钟好像推下跌倒的时候，好在没有更严重，但是很危险的，他把头撞在那个手法那边，所以这个就是我带他去 emergency room 等了三四个小时，检查这个检查那个， Tracy went to the emergency room, go through all those tests just to find out if there's any damage. Something can happen just like that.
事情可以发生的。另外的一个原因我们不能感谢，就是我们批评论断。The second reason is because we like to criticize. This is not right, that's not right, that driver is an idiot. 刚才那个中文的我很喜欢说愚昧人、啊、连圣经都有这个字愚昧人，不要像那些愚昧人。So critical spirit, 这个批评论断是从哪里来？在比较。有些人说不管你的邻居多有钱，如果他买一个车新过你的，你就看不过眼。It doesn't matter how much money you have. If your neighbor has a newer car, you also want one. Anybody who has something a little bit better. But we never compare with someone who has less. It's so strange.
我们从来会比较，哦，隔壁的人这么穷，我很怪。No, 只是看那些比你多的人就看不过。
所以不是一个 absolute standard, 不是一个真正的绝对的一个比较，是 fluid 的，是能够改的。任何的人多过你呢，你就有一点说为什么不是我？
那个就是 compare, 一个比较，比较是很糟糕的，但是我们很自然而然就会比较。
以色列人呢就说没有东西吃 ，Israelites in the desert, in the wilderness says we have nothing to eat. 神就给他们玛拿。God gave them manna. Then they said, it's the same every day. 天天都一样的。But the point here is that it was a miracle.
这个特点的地方就是神给他们玛拿是一个神迹，但是因为神迹天天发生，你变成平常。
Because miracles that happen every day becomes ordinary. It's not a matter of the manna being the same.
不是因为玛拿是一样，是我们天天能够吸一口气。是神迹来的，但是我们就觉得不要紧，大家都照样的吸。
Everybody's breathing every day, but because a miracle that repeats every day, it becomes ordinary,
变成平常。就这个 comparing, 这个 critical, 这个批评论断呢，这种的看法呢，就变成不能感恩。
最后的，因为我们不 care, 我们不 care, 我不知道怎么讲 careless 就是不小心，但是 careless 也是越来越少的顾虑到我们有的。So carelessness and careless is different.
哦，这个不小心或者不 care 少一点的顾虑到神给我们的，也是一个给我们不会能够感恩。我们不会感恩，因为我们觉得。我们天天都看见那些星
The stars that we see every night become ordinary because they come out every night. But how about if the stars come out once a year?
如果你去外面，那些星星只有一年出现一次，你会不会等候来看？
但是因为随时在那边，所以你就不 care. Because things that are there all the time you take for granted.
We always think there's tomorrow. 我们每一次觉得还有明天。Sometimes tomorrow doesn't come.
有时候明天不来了。We always think we have tomorrow.
在今年的六月九号，在这个照相，就是我跟爸爸在床上哈。十二天之后他就回天家了，我坐在他旁边。
Tomorrow never came after that day.
明天没有再来。我在父亲的旁边跟他一起陪他，他不能说话，他的手跟我的手放在一起，他的手放在我的肩膀。我很高兴神给我这个机会。最后十二天之前
This is a wonderful gift from God, but sometimes tomorrow will not come. Don't take for granted.
有时候明天不来到的，你在等，在等，你说慢慢来，慢慢来。我巴不得回去看我的母亲，她95、96岁。
I can't wait to see my mom so I can do the same with her.
她听不见，她看不见，但是她可以知道我要抱她。
She can't see, she can't hear, but she knows when I'm holding her. That's all I can do. That's all I want to do.
我只要做这一点。我希望神给我这个机会。
Because do not take for granted. It's a choice.
是一个决定。在我们当中，我们就有些人很少机会看见家人。但是你可以为他们祷告，你求神给他们相信主耶稣，你总有一天会看见他们。这个是神的应许。
God promises that we will forever be together if we belong to Him, if we're in His family. That's what this church is about.
这个是我们福音会要传讲的。你爱一个人，你就会讲他的话。
When you love someone, you will talk about them.
我们去那个 Meat Fresh 都会讲到多好吃。
我们去吃那些那个什么绿草什么东西，都会告诉朋友好好吃，要去那边。每次吃完饭，我们去 吃一点珍珠奶茶。这么简单的一事情，我们都会传，为什么不传主耶稣他的爱？这个电影也是我很喜欢的 Groundhog Day。 这个电影是讲什么？有一个人 stuck 在那个地方，天天起来是同样一个日期， Every day he gets up is the same day. It's an amazing concept， 很特别的一个思想。因为他天天是同样的，他知道每一天到那个时候有一个小孩子在树上要跌下来，他每一天到那个时候就等在树底下等他来接他。 Because he knows that the same day is playing over and over again. He loves this girl. Every day he has to convince her to go out with him. 天天都要把这个女孩子跟他去约会，因为天天是同样一天。那个女孩子不知道，他知道今天会发生什么事，他天天等候。 So every day he waits for the girl. He tries to get her on a date. He saves this boy from the tree. And then he says to the boy, "You are so ungrateful, you never thank me. I saved you 100 times. 他说我救了你100次，你从来都没有感谢一次，即使只有一次。但是因为他在那边一直绕圈。那我们的人生是不是这样？虽然我们天天是新的，神看住我们是同样的。 Although to us every day is new,to God, every day is not new because He sees the time from beginning to end. 神所看的是不一样，所以这个电影也是有很特别的一个教导。罗马书第一章21节刚才读过了，因为我们不愿意听神的话，神会放弃。我不知道那个中文字是他会认became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. 我们是好像在暗中里面不知道神要对我们说的话。 We have to pray that God will help us to see when we are in the dark. 要祷告神让我们知道我们活在暗中里面，好像我这么多年来不知道我需要这个亮光，神照我复照我出来。We need, all of us need God to call us out of darkness. Otherwise we'll be living in darkness.In the movie, Bill Murray is deprived of the recognition he should get. 在这个电影呢， Bill Murray 没有得到那个感谢他应该得到的，所以那个孩子是得罪了他。 The boy offended him because every day at the same time he goes there to catch him, but the boy never says thank you because one time, no thanks, every time the same. 一次没有感谢，每一次都没有感谢，因为是同样一天。如果我们没有感谢神，我们是得罪他的。If we are not thankful to God day after day, we are offending Him because it is His right to be thanked. 他有这个权柄要我们感谢，但是我不愿意感谢，就是我犯罪。犯罪的时候不是伤到神，是伤到我们自己，因为那个平安喜乐我们失去了。We lose that joy and that peace because we're not thankful, right? An unthankful heart is a miserable heart.一个不感恩的心是一个很痛苦的心的、哦、所以有一个 missionary， 有一个宣教师，他去非洲一个地方，每一个人在那边到一个年龄，他们的眼睛都会慢慢败坏，会变瞎，因为有毒，他们的水不干净。 There was a place in Africa that this missionary went to that after a certain few years many of the people in that town would go slowly blind.但是他发现这个也是一个医生，他知道怎么样来停止这个。 But he knows how to arrest the progression of the disease so that if he catches it early enough, they will not go blind. 他知道怎么样，如果够早的时候来给他们药呢，他们就可以免了这个病，就不会变瞎。但是他觉得这些人从来没有感谢他。 But he felt that those people in this African village never say thank you until he found out one day they don't have a word for thank you.有一天他发现他们没有这个感谢的字，但是他们有一个非洲的话，那个字翻译出来就是我说你的名，那个字是感谢。 He found out that instead of having two words that say thank you, the words they say literally mean I say your name. I will tell your name. 这个故事很特别。 This illustration is special because that's how you love God.这个就是我们怎么样来安神、爱神，说他的名，说主耶稣的名，奉主耶稣的名，得到这个力量。This is the way we thank God, by telling others about Him. That is why we are called CCMOD， 我们是一个宣教的，在本地的宣教的教会，是一个福音教会，能够讲一个人的名，就是代表你爱他。不要学刚才我们看见这些人，越来越骄傲，越来越内待别人，也 boastful， 就是来自夸，爱钱，爱自己，不顺服父母，没有感恩的心，没有圣洁的心，这些是这个时代看见很清楚的，很多这种。前两天我看见在 Berkeley 有一个姐妹，是一个大学生，她因为不投票来支持他们要抵挡这个 Trump， 说那个 transgender 这个，他们有一个新的法律说男就是男，女就是女，不是让你来乱选择的。她不签这个来负面的来抵挡这个 Trump 的呢，他们要把她赶出去。They wanted to kick her out of the Senate because she refused to cast a vote. She says, I abstain because I believe that right is right, wrong is wrong. 所以这个就是她愿意 stand up， 愿意为她的信仰，她是一个基督徒，也是一个中国人，叫做 Isabella Chow， 很特别一个小姐，她愿意站起来，因为她知道对就是对。Abraham Lincoln 在七岁的时候，他失去他的父母，他就要出去做事来赚钱。七岁的时候，他的家庭被赶出去，没有家住，他要去上班来维持家，帮助他父母。九岁的时候，他母亲过世，他20岁，他开始在一个小店里面上班。他很想去读 law school， 读法律，但是不够钱。23岁的时候，他借钱来开一个小店，跟一个朋友。但是3年之后，他的朋友过世，他很多年都不还清这个债。28岁，他跟一个女朋友走了4年，他跟她求婚，他 say no， 他不愿意接受。林肯自己以后有一个儿子，4岁的过世。林肯45岁要进入这个国家的这个 politics， 在政治里面。但是他没有被选上。2年之后，47岁，他被选择做副总统，也没有被选上，他只是做 candidate。最后在51岁的时候，他就成为总统。你看他失败多少次，他没有停止，因为他心里面存着一个感恩，凡事谢恩，真的不是为了他输他感恩，但是在输里面他还是能够感谢。 Even in losing he was able to be thankful. He is really an inspiration, Abraham Lincoln. 我一直讲到 Lincoln， 因为 Lincoln 是发表这个意见有感恩节的，他是头一个这样说的。 Because he's the one who started to give thanks to God. But under these dire circumstances, during the worst war in American history，在美国这么多的战争加起来都没有这个内战这么多人死，那个时刻他会想到感谢神。刚才讲那些话很美， right? The way that he proclaimed thanksgiving because we all need to turn from sin and recognize the goodness. So it is not whether our glass is full or half empty. 不是我们的杯是半满或者半空，我们要感谢。最后给你们5点，怎么样来感谢。要感谢的时候要有时间跟神在一起，你跟神在一起就给他看见你是有感谢的心。 Spend time with God at home because that shows that you really are thankful. When you are thankful to someone, you want to be with them. 你有对一个人感谢，你不会远离他，你会靠近他，跟他在一起。你要赦免别人， you have to forgive others.因为我们被神的赦免，我们就要赦免别人。 We forgive others because God has forgiven me, forgiven you. Then we can be thankful. We have to serve in church. 在教会要有服侍，因为教会是神的家。 Because we love God, we love His family, we serve in church. That means we're thankful for the family God has given us. We have to tell others about Jesus. 要对别人说，我说吃到好的东西都要告诉别人，何况主耶稣，如果你相信他爱你，为什么不告诉别人？ Give God the best of your TTNT， 你的时间，你的才能跟你的宝贝。 Give God the best of your time, your talents and your treasures。 为什么要这样给？你给这些的时候，你是承认这些不是我自己赚来的，是神白白给我的。 如果神没有给我一口气，我赚不到钱。如果神没有给我一个好清楚能够用的头脑，我读书都没有用，对不对？如果我有很多财宝，我不会理财，我不会管，我也会变穷。So even if I'm rich, but I don't know how to take care of my finances, I'll still be a mess. So all these things are from God, and we are only taking care of them temporarily. Our time, our talents, and our treasures. This is how we become thankful, by offering it back to God, what belongs to Him. 最后，我们的崇拜、诗歌、赞美的时候，我们都知道要有一个喜乐的心，真正从心里面，因为神不要我们用口，要我们从心。The way to be thankful is to worship from our heart. These are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things we can remember. If we are not thankful, think of doing one of these. 没有感恩的心，看这六样，其中一个你做了，你就会有感恩的心，因为这个是一个回应。May we always be thankful and bring joy to the Lord, bring joy to those around us, and bring joy to our hearts. 愿意我们在敬拜感谢的时候，神会喜悦，我们朋友们也得到帮助，自己也快乐，也平安。我们一起祷告。天父，谢谢你主，感恩节又来了，我们年纪比较大的，我们都经过很多的感恩节，谢谢你给我们有这个机会，你拣选这个好的敬拜你的、敬畏你的一个总统，他能够教导国家在最困难的时候能够到你面前来献上他们的感恩，因为我们知道我们都是罪人，需要赦免，需要得到你的怜悯。求你帮助我们，不要骄傲，不要有批评论断，让我们可以真正的从心里面的爱你主，不要比较，帮助我们主，这样我就可以，我们就可以真正的讨你的喜悦，这个感恩节就更有意义，不只是吃跟喝，乃是真正的从心里面有一个真心的感谢。祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。